Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Samach Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding six lines from the top on Samach Vav Amud Aleph by the last word of the line. So Ela Amar Rava. Rava had said a statement on Samach Hay Amud Aleph. He said Bedas Rabbi Yehuda that even money or animals which are designated for a chayiv in this year, they could be saved and used for a chayiv that for next year. So Abaye asked on Rava from a Braisa which says regarding the parent sayer of Yom Kippur that you can't save it until the next year. You can't save the parent sayer which were designated for this year to use it for the next year. Rabbi Yehuda says that it has to die. You can't save it until the next year. So it's a cash on Rava, Lafi Rava, that Rabbi Yehuda holds you could save, you could use of something which is designated for a choy for this year, for the next year. So why can't we save the parent sayer till next year? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that we have to let it die? So it says the Gemara, Elama Rava, Rav explains the reason is because of Gzeira Misham Takala. The reason why we don't want to save the parent the sayer of Yom Kippur for the next year Yom Kippur is because someone might end up stumbling with it and using it for improper uses. So therefore, we don't keep the parent the sayer around. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that this is a general mahalach that we don't like kachim laying around, and therefore the Braisa says Ein Makdish Ve Marich Ve Machrim in Bizman Hazeh. That the halacha is nowadays, you're not supposed to make things hektish. Lebedik abayis, just different types of hektish, lebedik abayis. We don't do that nowadays. Let's say someone did, v'hektish. Let's say he did, v'herik, v'hechrim. Let's say he did. So now we don't want the things lying around, because of takala. So what do we do now with the items? So says the brace, it depends what the item is. If it's a behema, so teyaker, which we'll see soon means that we lock it up and we let it starve to death. Pay rice, if it's fruit, ksus v'kelim, or clothing, or kelim, so yerakfus, then we let them rot. If it's mois, v'chli matchais, if it's money, or metal kelim, so then yoylech hanol liyamamelech. So then we bring it to the yamamelech, where nobody is, nobody goes, boats don't go there, and this way no one will stumble from it. Ve'ezohi ikur, what's this thing of ikur that we do with the behema? Nayol dal sofaneha v'himeisameleha. Like we said before, they locked it into a room, and they, until it dies by itself through starvation. But al kapanim, you see from this braisa, that we don't want kachim lying around, so you see that you see this concept, this idea of takala, like Rava taught us. So says the Gemara, takala demai, we want to understand, what did Rava mean when he said that the reason why we don't want to save the parent desire till next year Yom Kippur, it's because of takala. What type of takala is he worried about by saving the parent desire until next year? E takala da'akrava, if the takala that he's nervous about is that someone might end up bringing it as a carbon during the year, so then afilu kol riyah isnami. So then any behema that has a din that it should be let let it graze, why aren't we chayishish for the same takala that someone might bring it as a carbon? E takala de'giza v'avayda, or maybe you'll say that takala is because someone might benefit from it. He might use it for giza v'avayda to shear it or to use it to do malacha with it. So then again, afilu kol riyah isnami. That's again a chashash that should apply to any animal that we say to let it graze, that also we should have this chashash. So says the Gemara, lo'aylam takala da'akrava. That really the chashash is a takala da'akrava, that someone might come to bring it as a carbon during the year. So why aren't we chayshish for this when it comes to the other carbon, to any animal that has a din of letting it graze? V'hanach delavnei akravaninu le'taridvu. Because those carbonites which don't have a din akrava, which you're not planning on ever using again, it's just letting it graze until develop some mum, so therefore you're not tarid behu, you're mesiach das from ever bringing it as a carbon, and you're not going to end up bringing it as a carbon because you have no intentions to be using it as a carbon. However, hach the basa kravihi tariba. However, the parent the sayer of Yom Kippur, which you're planning on using it for a carbon, you're planning on saving it for next year to use it as a carbon. So therefore, you're not mesiach das, and you might end up bringing it early during the year. Now says the Gemara, v'takala atzma tanayi, that this idea, this chashash of takala, is really subject to machlekes tanayim, whether or not we have such a chashash. The Tani we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says regarding carbon Pesach, the Tanya Chado, we learned in one Braisa, that Pesach Shloi Kara of Berishon, Yikreb Besheni. Besheni, Yikreb Lashon Haba. A carbon Pesach, which for whatever reason wasn't used on Pesach Rishon, so it should be used on Pesach Sheni. And if it wasn't used Pesach Sheni, then save it to use it for the following year. The Tanya Yidach, yet we learned in another Braisa, that Lo Yikrev, that don't use it for the following year. Don't save it. So Luchaira, my lab, but Takala Pligi. Luchaira, the two Braises are arguing about this idea of Takala. The first Braisa holds that we're not chayishish for takala, and therefore save it until next year. And the second braisa holds that we are chayishish for takala, and therefore you can't save it until the next year. Says the Gemara, no, the Kuli Amo Loi Chashin on the Takala. Really, I'll tell you that nobody's Chashish for Takala. Vahacha Beplukta, the Rebbe Virabana Kamiflagi. Here the Machlaikas is, the Machlaikas that we had earlier on Samachay, Mabez, going on to the top, in the previous year, about how to count a year with regards to these Alachas. Is a year considered 365 days, like the solar calendar? Or do we count like, or do we use the lunar calendar? So Vilay Kasha, how the Rebbe, how the Rabbanon? The first Bryce is going like Rebbe, that we use the lunar, that we use the solar calendar. We count 365 days, and therefore save the carbon Pesach till next year, even though it has to be within its first year, but it could be next year, or in situations where next year it will still be within its first year, so save it until next year. However, the second Bryce holds like the Rabbanon, that we use the lunar calendar, and therefore, by definition, by next year Pesach, it won't be within its first year anymore. So therefore, there's no point in saving it. That's the Machlaikas. Fractigumar that can't be the Machlaikas. Because Vatani, we learned in the Braisa, V'chein HaMais, that this Machlaikas also applies not just to an animal which was designated for the carbon Pesach, but also to money which was designated for the carbon Pesach. So that has nothing to do with this Machlaikas. Money doesn't have to be within its first year. So Elamai, Elalav Shamina, but Takala Pligish Mamina, it must be the Machlaikas has to do with Takala about whether or not we're Chayshish LaTakala. So you see that this idea that Rava taught us, but Asar Yehuda, to be Chayshish for Takala, is really subject to Machlaikas Tanayim. Says the Mishnah, Balay Eitzel Sayer Amishtaleach, that after the Kohen Gadol finishes with the 43 Azois and the Kohen Shekadashim and the Heichal and the Mizbeach, he pours out the Shirayim, he then goes to Shar Nikanor where the Sayer Amishtaleach is, V'saymech Shteyadav Olav, U'misvadeh, Yidas Micho, and he says Vidoy, V'kachay Oimer, and he says the following, Ana Hashem, Chatu Avu, Parshul Lefanech Amcha Beis Yisrael, Ana Hashem, Kaperno Lechatoim, V'lavoynis V'lepeshoim, V'shachatu, V'shavu, V'shaparshul Lefanech Amcha Beis Yisrael, Kakasa B'dars Meish Avdecha, Leimer Ki Bi'ayim Azel Chaper Aleichem, L'Tarascha Mecholcha Teseicha Vnei Hashem Titaru. And he says Vidoy for Amcha Beis Yisrael. That's what he says Vidoy for. Look at all of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. Now after he says this Vidoy, or while he's saying this Vidoy, when he says the Shema Mefirish, Va'kainim Va'am Ha'imdim Ba'azara, everyone who's standing in the Azara, Kesha Yushaimim Shema Mefirish, Shu Yaitzim Yipi Kain Gadol, when they hear the Shema Mefirish, Hayukayim Mishtachmim V'naifu Panayim, they fall down, Vaimrim, and they say, Baruch Shem Kvod Machusai, Lo Ilam Vayet. So that's the end of the Vidoy. So now after the Vidoy is over, and everyone bows, everyone, they finish the Vidoy, so then Masru Lemishaya Mailichai. So then the Kohen Gadol hands over the Sayer Mishtaleach to the one who was appointed from before to bring it to the Midbar, to the cliff. Now says the Mishnah, Hakok Sheir Mailichai. Now really anyone's kosher, even the Tzar, is kosher to take on this job. It just happens to be the Kayanim, they made a pact amongst themselves that they weren't going to send it with the Tsar, they were only going to use the Kayan to be the one to bring the Sayer Amishtaleach out. Rabbi Yaisi says, "Ma'isav ha'ilichu arslo v'yisrael haya." That I'll bring you a raya to like what you're saying, that technically a Zar is kosher, because one time, for whatever reason, they allowed the Yisrael to do it. Arslo, who is the Yisrael, he did it, so you see technically a Yisrael is kosher. Says the Mishnah, the kevesh asu lay mimnei habavloyim. They made a ramp to out of the azara for this designated person to bring the sayer mishtaleach out. They made a ramp for him because of the Babylonians shayum etalshim besaroi. They used to pull his hair. Va'imim lay tol vitzei, and used to tell him go quick. They didn't want their averus, their kapara was talui in the sayer mishtaleach. They didn't want their kapara to be delayed, so they would try to hurry up the one bringing out the sayer mishtaleach. So to prevent that from happening, they made a ramp so that people wouldn't be able to tug at his hair. Says the Gemara, that it said in the Vidoy, that the Kohen Gadol, he says Vidoy for Amcha Beis Yisrael. So says the Gemara, V'ilu b'nei Aaron am k'dei shecha le'kamar. He doesn't say the Vidoy for b'nei Aaron am k'dei shecha. So man Tana, who is the Tana who says that the Sayer HaMishtaleach was not mefchaper for the Kehanim? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah de loik Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Dik Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar yeshlam kapar b'Sayer HaMishtaleach. Rabbi Yehuda said that everyone is equal in the Sayer HaMishtaleach, that even the Kehanim got kapara in the Sayer HaMishtaleach. So the Mishnah which says that the Kohen Gadol said Vidoy for Amcha Beis Yisrael, which is masmer just for the Yisraelim, not the Kohanim, so it's not like Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yomar, no, afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda, the town of the Mishnah could even be Rabbi Yehuda, but atu Kohanim lav bechlal, Amcha Yisrael ninu, Kohanim, just because it says the name, the word Yisrael, that doesn't mean it doesn't include Kohanim. All Amcha Yisrael can even include Kohanim. Amcha Yisrael is just saying Klal Yisrael, everyone, even the Kohanim. So therefore, there's no raya that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda.